It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does every week during the winter months, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, we got snow throughout the week. We've got more snow coming this weekend. So that's not very favorable conditions if you want to get out and about in the backcountry this weekend. And we're going to talk all about it. Brett, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, appreciate it. Another great time to get folks informed about what's going on up there in the hills.
So let's kind of talk about what you saw up there during the last week since we talked.
Yeah, so we had a pretty significant storm that started on Tuesday, and it dropped averages of 18 to 24 inches of new snow, especially on the northern half of the Manti skyline. And that has caused some problems. We've had some natural avalanche activity that we're aware of, and at least one snowmobile-triggered avalanche was reported from Ephraim Canyon on the skyline as well. So there's the writing's been on the wall. We've been dealing with some unstable conditions, and we've had avalanche warnings out during the week. And so I think what the message here for people is that it's going to take a little time for this to settle down, and you're going to want to use caution when you're heading into the backcountry this weekend.
So be extra cautious, more so than you are on a normal weekend, because you had said probably you got throughout the week you got another maybe 2 feet of snow. Is that?
Yeah, you know, it was a good amount of snow, and we are expecting a little bit more snow on Friday afternoon. And, you know, any additional snow, it doesn't help stabilize things immediately. It adds to instability. So we're gonna be dealing with some unstable conditions yet this weekend. I think the most important thing for folks to do is check that daily avalanche forecast at UtahAvalancheCenter.org. That's going to give you the latest up-to-date information. If you're heading out on Saturday, that's the best resource to figure out how dangerous things are still, or if things have started to stabilize. We'll have a better idea by that point on exactly how things are shaping up. But, again, we've seen unstable conditions, avalanches, shooting cracks, heavy snowfall, wind. These are all red flags. So, you know, like I say, the writing's been kind of on the wall.
So are we under any kind of a warning or an alert or anything like that as far as avalanche is concerned through the weekend?
Probably not a warning through the weekend. We'll probably be dealing with a considerable avalanche danger rating, and that's kind of an elevated danger rating for those for folks who aren't aware. So it's not a high danger, but it's still very dangerous conditions. Human-triggered avalanches are likely under that danger rating.
So I guess, once again, the main focus that as we're headed out this weekend, if we're headed up into the high country, the main focus is just use caution, take all the information that you can when you go, and take tools with you just in case. You can never be overprepared for these kinds of things, can you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you are heading into the backcountry, it's important to carry all the rescue gear. And, you know, the thing is that there is so much terrain up there on the Manti skyline that is not considered avalanche terrain. It's just not steep enough to slide. So you can go up there and recreate, but you just want to make sure you're staying away from the avalanche terrain this weekend. It's still going to be a bit touchy. And, you know, with new snow, people are always eager to get up there and do a bunch of recreating, snowmobiles, skis, snowboards, etc. And but with a lingering avalanche danger still, this is the combination when we see avalanche accidents happen.
And the other thing is, you know, we were talking before we came on the air, we're going to see snow activity this weekend here down in our area, but you said it may not translate to a lot up in the mountains the way things are looking.
I'm thinking not huge amounts in the mountains. You know, I'm still anticipating the more snow Friday afternoon, and possibly a little bit into Saturday, but not huge amounts. But the thing is we've already got the unstable snow up there, and it's going to take more than the weekend to stabilize. So I think that's what folks need to be aware of.
All right, one last time before we get out of here, Brett, if you'll give them the website there that they can go on and find out all the information that they need.
Yeah, that's UtahAvalancheCenter.org, and just search for Skyline on there, and you'll find the forecast that'll give you all the current avalanche danger, all the information that you want to have before you head out into the backcountry. Arm yourself with that stuff and know what to look out for once you get up into the mountains.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center about what's going to go on in the mountains this weekend. Head on over to their website and get all the information with that avalanche report. Every morning at 7 o'clock, it's updated, so you'll have the information, the newest information, at your fingertips every day. Brett, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a bunch. Good luck out there this weekend, folks, and stay safe.
That's Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.